Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. The Seattle City Council is going to consider requiring all new buildings to be heated with something other than natural gas because they consider it to be dangerous, and I believe I heard one person call it deadly. Let's consult the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. So, natural gas, we've used it for many years in homes. I was unaware that it might give off something deadly. So what does the science say, Dr. Cohen?
Well, natural gas is considered the safest and cleanest of all the fossil fuels for both domestic and industrial use. And it's generally considered to be non-toxic or not poisonous. But there are some inherent dangers that I think most people are familiar with. So natural gas can cause death by suffocation because the gas itself displaces the air in a confined space. And this is what we see like in movies or on TV. When somebody wants to kill themselves, they like turn on the natural gas and before you know it, they're dead.
Well, so to be clear, the gas itself then you're saying is not poisonous, but it drives out the air so you can't get oxygen.
Well, it displaces the air.
Yeah.
Right? So the gas itself isn't killing the person necessarily, but it's the displacement of oxygen or of air that results in the person's death. Of course, if the room doesn't explode, which they sometimes show in the movies.
There's that too.
When we have like 25 to 30% of natural gas in the air, oxygen deficiency occurs. If we allow the gas to continue to run in a confined space and you have a 50% gas air mixture, a person taking in a few breaths will be really incapacitated and unable to rescue themselves. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's if you don't know how to use your stove. So if you use your stove properly and the gas is not just getting into the air, you're cooking something with it. Does the burning process actually give off any kind of harmful byproducts?
Well, that's when you get carbon monoxide, and that's when you get carbon monoxide poisoning from the combustion of it. For example, again, to use TV or movies or whatever, where people. Somebody sitting in a car in a garage and they're running the motor until they die. That's carbon monoxide poisoning.
Right.
Or when people have gas burning fireplaces or gas burning stoves, when the power is out and they want to heat the place, they will light the natural gas and then it produces carbon monoxide. And when that happens, then people die of carbon monoxide poisoning. But there are other supposed toxins that come from natural gas, but really the science isn't clear on whether or not they cause any problems because, natural gas is a huge source. Puget Sound Energy says that the natural gas system provides about 2/3 of the energy used by the city of Seattle. So it's an essential part of our energy, and it's what people use to heat their homes, to cook, do laundry. And despite the huge energy usage of natural gas, we haven't seen like long-term effects. There's no science that states that people have developed more cancers or more cardiac disease or higher incidence of respiratory disease or more diabetes or any known disease. Mm-hmm. So, we have to believe that, in fact, the combustion of natural gas in normal everyday use is, in fact, safe.
You should use the range hood, though, right?
Of course. But, there's a variety of reasons, right? The range hood does take away those noxious fumes. So that's an important part of it. Also, I'm sure we've all experienced this, but if you tend to produce a little too much smoke when you cook, it could set up your smoke detectors.
That's good
at that. So, yes, you should use the range hood. The range hood is a safety mechanism, and it needs to be there to take away all the gas fumes no matter what. And the other thing we have to remember is this, is if we switch from natural gas, we're going to use electricity. But electricity has to come from somewhere. And we haven't been able to produce adequate electricity with solar power. We haven't been able to produce adequate electricity with wind power. So it comes from the combustion of some sort of fuel, and oftentimes it's natural gas. So you're really changing it at the source, but in order to get electricity to the source, you've got to burn something upstream in order for that to happen.
Well, the reason for the question was simply that I heard one of the proponents of this ordinance say that there were poisonous products released by natural gas, which was the first I'd heard of that. So, to your knowledge, the components of natural gas haven't changed. It's the same natural gas that it always was, and there is nothing particularly poisonous about it.
Like I said, there is a risk if you allow natural gas to either burn in a confined space or if you allow it to leak into a confined space. And actually, this is the reason. Actually, natural gas is odorless. And the companies that provide natural gas, whether it's Puget Sound Energy or anywhere else in the country, they actually odorize the gas. They put something in it, sulfur, so that you can actually smell it so you know that there's a gas leak if one occurs. But again, it's not the gas that's killing the people when it happens or causing the health problems. It's the displacement of oxygen in the space that's actually causing the problem.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.